Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want to see NFL receiver things, like NFL receiver routes, NFL receiver alignment, X receiver stuff, you get it from A.D. Mitchell's film, man. I mean, you really do. The fact that he then translates that to those press coverage, man coverage success rates is really important. I mean, he's not great against zone coverage. Absolutely not. 31st percentile success rate for zone coverage. But specifically working against man and press coverage, I really like his route running. I really like the way he sets things up. I really like the way he works at the stem of in-breaking routes and out-breaking routes, truthfully, against man coverage. Those dig and out route success rates, too, 82.4%, 89.5% on digs and out routes. That's really, really, really good. And that's where I kind of, like, am really buying the upside.
Matt Harmon of Reception Perception on Adonai Mitchell. We'll get a little insight on Adonai Mitchell coming up at 8:30. With Matt DeBerry, who covers Georgia. I know he's at Texas, but he was at Georgia.
Yeah.
There was a clip going around yesterday of him cooking a guy off the line while at Georgia. We'll also talk about Ladd McConkey. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday, April 16th. Saber season is over.
What do we get to look forward to? We got the playoffs on Saturday, the NBA play-in before that on Friday.
And 9 days till the draft.
And 9 days until the NFL draft. Draft rumors.
Yeah. Rumors.
Jaden Daniels going number two is the hot item right now. Not only is there a rumor about the Commanders kind of loving him, he is minus 250 at most books to be the second overall pick. Like a good favorite to be number two, which would probably leave Drake May to New England.
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily love. I like May. I don't want him going to New England. I'd rather McCarthy going to New England.
No, we'd probably love New England to find a way to pass on a quarterback. Just don't get better.
We want them to trade down.
Yeah. Don't take a quarterback. Just stay in mediocrity. Take a defensive tackle or something and talk about how important it is to stop the run.
Right.
You know, just do that, right. New England. All right, so Jaden Daniels minus 250 be the number two pick. Here's a question. By the way, if you want to chime in on the Sabres and offer a thought, you can. Normally we talk to Don Granato on Tuesdays at 8, but not this week. They're already right to team meetings and locker clean-out and that kind of stuff, and they will meet with the media a little bit later this week. So when that happens, of course, we'll carry all that, and that's what we're looking at. But, Joe, who's the most likely receiver? This is what I wanted to get to. Who's most likely to be drafted, signed, traded, and maybe not signed?
Yeah.
Who would be minus 250? Maybe nobody's minus 250, like Jaden Daniels minus 250 to go number two overall.
Yeah.
Who has the lowest number? Who is the favorite to be the next Bills receiver? Does anybody have a good feel that they'd want to predict it? Like I told you yesterday, a guy wrote into me, said he bet a buddy $500 the Bills are going to trade for Ayuk.
That's insane.
The guy seems confident.
It's insane. There are odds, by the way, on that out there. They're like plus 1,200. To trade for Ayuk, or yeah, to be the team that trades for Ayuk, if somebody does. I don't know. You want to draft him?
We could. You know who you would you would want the first pick. You want second and third.
I mean, I think I'd want second and third just because I'm playing the odds here, right? If there's not a definitive favorite, if you talk to 10 different people and they give you 10 different answers on who the favorite is, then I think I don't want to pick first in that, in an exercise like,
yeah,
that.
Not your favorite idea.
No, right. Like who they will actually, yes, land on.
Yes.
Who they will have on week one. Who's lining up.
803-0550. Anybody got a feeling on that? They feel makes the most sense that should be the favorite. I want to say Brian Thomas Jr.
I was just going to say Thomas might be a slight favorite,
because
in my opinion.
If you're trying to figure out the favorite, it has to be someone that is in the neighborhood of their draft pick. It is not easy to get up to number five. It is not easy to necessarily trade for Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins. Like, okay, with the help of no other teams, what receivers could the Bills be targeting? Brian Thomas, it's a modest move up. Ladd McConkey, okay. Adonai Mitchell, you want to put Xavier Worthy there or Troy Franklin? The over-unders that came out yesterday that you pointed out have where receivers are expected to go. And this kind of is a collection of big boards all put into one, right? Marvin Harrison Jr.'s, what's his over-under? 5.5? 4.5?
Yeah.
He's going to go early. Neighbors is probably, do you have to listen for any there?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Neighbors and Adunze are what, like 8.5?
Yeah, Harrison's 4.5. Neighbors is 5.5. Adunze is 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got to get up to pick 9 at best, really, to get your hands on any of the 3. And you got to go maybe into the top 5.
And you'd have to say that's less likely than getting up to 20.
Sure.
Or even sticking at 28.
Which is where Thomas is probably going to come in around, right?
Yeah.
And then Mitchell may be picked around the same time as Thomas. Like, really, how different of a profile is Mitchell than Thomas? They are the two guys at the combine that everyone was, you know, going gaga over because, oh, look, they ran in the low 4.3s and look how big they are. Yeah. They actually, didn't they set records?
They are size speed. Worthy is the speed. Mitchell and Thomas are size speed.
I think I remember seeing, maybe was it Mitchell that ran first? Mitchell became like the first, I don't know the exact parameters, but first receiver that was bigger than 6'3", 200 pounds, to run a 4.35 or shorter since. Like, Metcalf was the only other one. And then, like, 2 minutes later, Brian Thomas did the same thing.
Yeah.
So there were, like, 2 of 3 ever that, like, have run that fast at that size. But Mitchell's got, you know, some of the other stuff. Of, like, is there work ethic stuff with him? And is there, why doesn't he block as well as some people think? Although that's, you know, the more I listen to that, the more I hear pushback about it. The more, like, we talk to Texas guests where, like, hey, is his blocking a problem? And they're all like, no, not really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where that's coming from. And, like, I listened to Matt Harmon and James Coe recently on the Reception Perception podcast about Mitchell. And they talked about, like, there's kind of this perceived perception of him out there that, like, he doesn't try that hard in his routes. And they, I think maybe it was, maybe it might have been Harmon on that show that said that look at the Texas offense. They all do it. Xavier Worthy does the exact same thing where if the ball's not planned to go in their direction, they're not running the hardest route. It might even be a coaching thing at Texas because all of their receivers are doing the exact same thing.
Like load management?
Kinda. So
save your strength, save your speed.
It's kind of a point that I'm hearing more and more, which is, hey, Mitchell, like, you're trying too hard. You don't need to be nitpicking him to death. If this was 2 months ago, you wouldn't be worried about this. But because we've had 6 months to look at this guy, then you're looking for things. And so Mitchell, I've gone a little back and forth on. Isn't he maybe in the same boat as Thomas now? With this over-under number
bit.
Two, like, hey, that's the Bean show, right? I'm going to move up 5 spots and get my guy. That's Thomas, but it might also be Mitchell.
Mitchell, so Matt Harmon, he profiled Mitchell, Adonai Mitchell, Texas receiver, size and speed, right? Like,
yes.
He pointed out, I think it was 82% of his catches are first downs or touchdowns. It's pretty good
right.
for AD Mitchell. But what he writes at the end, I'm not sure how often Harmon does comps, but he says he sees a lot of George Pickens. Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
He also mentions another receiver as a potential ceiling. And listen.
As a ceiling.
Ceiling.
Jerry Rice.
Glimpses of a blank, insert name here, ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And this is the problem with comps.
Right.
Well, as soon as I say this name, you're going to be like, well, I'll take that.
Because he's going to be my guy in like 8 seconds?
Yep.
Okay.
You want the name?
Sure.
DeAndre Hopkins. Okay.
Yep.
Welcome to the Bills. Who knows if he lives up to that? What I was going to get at is you mentioned DK Metcalf a minute ago.
Yeah.
That these guys, the size, speed guys, unrefined route trees, doesn't run a full route tree.
And Metcalf was one of those analytics guys, if I remember right, where I just compared Thomas and Mitchell a lot. The one thing that does separate them, Thomas is maybe a little more like below average, but somewhere in the middle on like some of those advanced stats, like yards per route run.
Yep.
Whereas Mitchell is like way at the bottom. Like he is so far below the rest of the class. And if I remember right, that was Metcalf. right? It was
low on those.
Yeah, because he was splitting targets with A.J. Brown at Ole Miss, and that offense maybe was weird with Chad Kelly. There was stuff about Metcalf, and that's maybe why he fell. He fell at the end of the second round, despite the fact that he was 6'4 and ran a super fast 40 time.
And that's what I wanted to get to. So let's think about context, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have seen Josh Allen's profile change things that GMs think about quarterbacks. You have to entertain a little bit raw, but he's got things we can't teach. Instead of taking the NFL-ready quarterback, this can be a point about Jaden Daniels going second overall, if he does, right? If he goes ahead of Drake May, won't it be because the athletic profile is better? Why is Mac Jones, you can't possibly take him three. Take Trey Lance there because of the athletic profile. And let's apply that same line of thinking, Joe, from Josh Allen has kind of changed the way that you might evaluate quarterbacks because you got to get things elite traits. Take it to receivers. You tell me DK Metcalf's success, he's not the best receiver in football, but I don't know, incomplete route tree. What is he? Oh, he's a speed merchant with size, and he's everything. Mm-hmm. You would take that guy in the second round 100 times out of 100.
Right.
So all of a sudden, hey, you know, he's kind of got some of those DK Metcalf red flags where this looks good and this doesn't look good. Well, it worked for DK Metcalf. Why won't it work for A.D. Mitchell? Why won't it work for Brian Thomas Jr. or whatever? You know, the league is constantly evolving, and past results don't guarantee future success. That's true. But past results certainly play into context. Seeing smaller receivers work, that's another trend we've seen as we're talking about the big guys. The size of receivers has been creeping down, 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 down. It used to be you didn't take a receiver under 6 foot. And now, you don't have to be afraid of that at all. Got right. Plenty of guys that are small having success.
Metcalf had 1,200 yards total in 3 years in college.
Did he have a late breakout year?
No, first year he really didn't play. Second year he had 600 yards. The third year he had 500 yards.
And that's it.
That's it. And then he got drafted in the second round.
And all they do now is throw to him on the sideline, and he dominates people.
He also, and you've made this point, like he is kind of an example of, like, why did he fall? Like, there was number stuff that I think contributed to why he fell. And if you remember correctly, he ran, like, the slowest three-cone drill anyone had ever seen. Like, the three-cone drill, which is what? Like, quickness and, like, yeah. He ran a slower three-cone drill than Spencer Brown did. That's real. That's not a joke. Like, he was really slow at that. And that scared probably a lot of people off, which was, hey, you're going to have to do a lot of that. Right? That is side to side to get open. That's like half the route tree where you need that. And I don't even know that those people were wrong, that is a problem for him. But he's so good at the things he's good at that I don't have to worry about doing all that other stuff, because the five of the 10 routes, I'm so good at five of them that you don't have to worry about the other five. I'm still going to have my numbers. I'm going to get the production for you, because the thing I'm great at overvalues the thing I'm not good at.
Yeah. Hey, DK Metcalf can't get open short area the same way that Cooper Kupp can. Okay, he doesn't have the same job.
Right.
They have different jobs.
Well, that goes to, though, how much of a complete wide receiver do you want for the Bills?
Right. And if they want to spend all those assets, they would be doing it because they're trying to find somebody that's complete.
Right. And I don't know that Mitchell or Thomas. Well, I don't know. I don't know how they rank in that.
You never know. DeAndre Hopkins would have probably been said to not be complete. And then
he is.
He's pretty complete by the time he got to his peak.
Very, yeah.
You want instant trivia?
Sure.
I've got instant trivia here.
Instant trivia is presented by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door.
So, for instant trivia, what I'm looking for is, I saw yesterday, so Devonta Smith gets a big contract, right? That's exciting.
Yep.
Good for him.
Yep.
And Brad Spielberger might have been the one pointing this out. The difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys is that the Eagles sign guys and get it out of the way, get ahead of the curve. And the Cowboys drag their feet on every signing, and things get ugly with every player. Look what's happening with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Is it going to get ugly with Micah Parsons? And Dak Prescott. So anyway, that's like a little context here.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb has the second most receiving yards in the last two seasons. I have the top 10.
The last two seasons only?
Yep, the last two seasons. Who has the most NFL, most receiving yards in the NFL? Top 10. CeeDee Lamb is number two. Joe Kelly's here producing. Joe DiBiase. You two can guess. The top 10 receiving yards the last two seasons.
Number one. How about Tyreek Hill?
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyreek.
3509 in two seasons.
Okay.
The only other over 3,000 is CeeDee Lamb, 3108.
Okay. How about Ja'Marr Chase?
No.
Last year was that bad for him?
Okay. He also missed time the previous year, I believe. Okay. Like four or five games.
Okay. Jefferson missed time too, but his season before that was monstrous.
He's fourth.
He's fourth?
He is fourth.
He missed half the season.
Fourth.
Jeez. Also, could get ugly for him.
Yeah.
I hope.
Top 10 receiving yards last two seasons combined.
Travis Kelce.
No. These are all receivers.
Gotcha. Okay. All receivers. So, we're going to go to... Should not be that hard.
It's not.
Amari Cooper.
Eighth.
Okay.
I'm completely blanking here.
How about Mike Evans?
Ninth.
Okay.
Top 10 receiving yards combined last two seasons. You have Hill 1, Lamb 2, Jefferson 4, Cooper 8, Evans 9.
Okay.
And Jefferson 4. Sorry, I didn't say that already.
Devontae Adams.
Sixth.
Okay. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Fifth.
What am I missing? 10?
7 and 10.
7 and 10. 7 and 10. Dick Geron. Keenan Allen.
No.
Diggs.
Seventh.
How did I miss Diggs? Forgot about him already.
He missed half a season too.
Yeah, pretty much.
And people decided he stunk because of it.
Yeah.
Seventh, Diggs. And number 10?
Number 10 is...
This one might surprise you.
DJ Moore.
No. 10th in receiving yards over the last two seasons.
Garrett Wilson.
No.
It's going to surprise me a little bit.
I think it'll surprise you a little bit.
Hopkins? Nico Collins.
He's a teammate of somebody already mentioned. Yep.
Okay, it's not Jefferson. It's not Lamb. Is it Waddle?
It's Waddle.
Waddle.
The Dolphins have number 1 and number 10.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And no Eagles, huh? I didn't even get to the Eagles, guys.
Sorry, then you're missing number 3.
A.J. Brown?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I thought you said A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, 3.
Forgot that.
Hill, Lamb, Brown, Jefferson, St. Brown, Adams, Diggs, Cooper, Evans, Waddle, the top 10.
Okay.
Good for the Eagles to get Devonta Smith locked up to a deal.
The Slim Reaper.
I thought that was Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's the Slim Reaper.
Kevin Durant's the Slim Reaper. He's KD.
He's a million different names, isn't he? Doesn't he have like 10 nicknames?
I think so. Devonta Smith has 5 nicknames on Pro Football Reference.
All right. Hit me.
Slim Reaper.
You're
saying it's not even his?
No, that's Kevin Durant.
Okay. Smitty.
All right.
DVS.
No.
Rubber Band Man.
No.
Skinny Batman.
No.
Those are
was that because of Jason Kelce was the fat Batman?
I don't know. Skinny Batman? He's really, really thin. Devonta Smith.
He went...
Really thin.
He went high in the draft as a guy that was small.
Yeah.
And he's dangerous.
6'1", 170. You mentioned McConkey, like someone's going to be calling in the next day that he's small. McConkey is 20 pounds bigger than Devonta Smith. But that says more about Smith, I think, than McConkey.
No nicknames for Brandon Ayuk on Pro Football Reference.
Yeah?
No.
You said Durant has a million nicknames?
Yeah.
Durant, by the way, named a Team USA. Oh my, he really does. Durantula.
Yep.
KD. Slim Reaper.
Told you.
Easy Money Sniper.
What?
The Servant.
Yes, I remember that one.
And Green Room.
Green Room?
I don't know why Green Room. Is that because he went second overall and not first?
No idea.
And Greg Oden went first? I don't know. He got named Team USA, though, yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yep. All the old guys are going to the Olympics.
So you want to know more about Ladd McConkey? They also, by the way, we'll talk about more than just receivers at Georgia. They've got a couple of safeties. They have another receiver that's a deeper pull down the board. And A.D. Mitchell spent some time there with the Georgia Bulldogs as well. Matt DeBerry is going to come up and join us on the other side to chat about these Georgia draft prospects, whether that's, you know, McConkey, Brock Bowers, Amarius Mims, Javon Bullard, safety, and Tyke Smith, safety. Maybe a safety is in the offing for the Bills from Georgia. So stay tuned. Georgia Bulldogs coverage next on WGR.